Hi, Pratik.
Well, hello, Pratiksha. So nice to hear you.
I'm listening to your voice after such a long time, man.
Same here, man. Same here.
And hi, everyone. If you are listening to our podcast for the first time, let me tell you, main hu Pratiksha from Mumbai.
And main hu Pratik Parihar from Mumbai, and we host the Sustainability 101 podcast. Ta-da! Wese, it's been quite a few time since our last episode. And how are you, Pratiksha? And how are you all, lovely listeners? Can't believe we are in November already.
आई एम एब्सोल्युटली फाइन. हाँ, मतलब मार्च से नवंबर इतना जल्दी आ गया, पता ही नहीं चला. एंड हाउ हैव यू बीन?
Well, I have been doing great. Was just sick for a few days, but now I feel fantastic.
ओके, लेट्स गेट बैक टू आवर बिजनेस देन, शैल वी प्रतीक?
Yes, why not? The Sustainability 101 podcast brings you new thought around the world. यहाँ पे हम बात करेंगे how youth are interested in taking initiatives for bringing about the sustainability revolution with information and insights from the world's most inspiring change makers.
The vision behind this podcast is to enable you to think sustainable and act responsible. Prateek, I just went through an article and was really impressed by this woman named Bangari Mathai. Her contribution was really great. मतलब 1977 में उन्होंने ग्रीन बेल्ट मूवमेंट फाउंड किया था केन्या में. एंड एम ऑफ द मूवमेंट वॉज लाइक सेविंग फॉरेस्ट. And you know, Wangari Maathai's devotion to the cause of saving the forest of Kenya led to death threats, beeping, and beatings. But in 2004, her work was rewarded when she became the first African woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow, amazing man. And many
Yeah.
leaders today claim to talk the talk, but don't exactly walk the walk.
Excellent sentence, man.
Yeah, but this was proved by this lady, Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, who said that having years of experience is not the primary factor for belonging to a great leader. She became the world's youngest female head of the government at an age of 37, and now she's already killing it.
What a beautiful, inspirational woman. Not only Wangari Maathai, Jacinda Ardern, but Vandana Shiva, Sunita Narayan are also some of the legendary women and environmental activists making commendable progress in this environmental conservation field.
Keeping this incredible woman leaders and environmental activists in mind, our today's episode will focus on gender equality around the globe in 21st century.
So let's talk about SDG 5.
I'm curious to know and share with you all how sustainability is related to this particular SDG, gender equality. And thus, today's our focus will be on goal number 5.
Yes, finally. Governments have the primary responsibility to drive their country's achievement of sustainable development on the national level, including the achievement of SDG 5 that focuses on gender equality and empowerment of all women and girls.
To be honest, guys, when Pratiksha told me that the next podcast will be on gender equality, I was a little bit unsure. Even though it is a bit controversial topic, but it is still an important one. And what if we fail to deliver it correctly?
Fair enough, but then हम दोनों ने रिसर्च करना चालू किया. देन वी गॉट टू नो दिस इज सच अ क्रूशियल टॉपिक एंड इट्स ऑल्सो वन ऑफ द SDGs मेजर गोल.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
The content of this podcast are a mix of information collected from multiple verified sources and our own personal experiences. I'm certain you all will enjoy
Yeah.
it. What is your opinion on gender equality in SDGs 5?
Pratiksha, women and girls represent half of the world's population and therefore also half of its potential. Gender equality, besides being a fundamental human right, is essential to achieve peaceful societies with full human potential and sustainable development.
Moreover, it has been shown that empowering women spurs productivity and economic growth. Unfortunately, there is still a long way to go to achieve full equality of rights and opportunities between men and women. And therefore, it is a paramount importance to end the multiple form of gender violence and secure equal access to quality education and health, economic resources and participation in political life for both women and girls and men and boys.
Thus, it is also essential to achieve equal opportunities and access to employment, to positions of leadership and decision making at all levels. Pratiksha, tumhe kya lagta hai? What are the main issues of gender inequality?
Are we gonna talk about this issue?
Which one?
Violence against.
Why not? Violence against women.
Yeah, the socially and culturally built hierarchy between the genders hold certain power relationship. Any power relationship is asymmetrical by definition, and that is one of the subsets of relationship has power and the other one does not.
Usually, men are socially regarded as being of higher value. This asymmetrical situation is present in many areas of social life and can lead to violence, be it physical, verbal or psychological. Male privilege is so much present in front of the faces of today's world. I feel with privilege comes power, or rather privilege is equal to power.
Studies shows that more than one third of the women around the world have experienced violence at some point in their lives, and it can happen at the workplace also.
I would also like to include another important issue over here, which is the wage gap. One of the areas at the workplace where gender differences are seen is the difference in the remuneration that men and women workers receive for work of the equal value.
In India, therefore, the gender pay gap is still quite wide. According to the Monster Salary Index, MSI, published in March 2019, women in the country earn 19% less than men. IT services showed a sharp pay gap of 26% in favor of men, while in the manufacturing sector, men earn 24% more than women.
Cruel. These statistics are like somewhat shocking and Also, many countries lack reliable statistics to prepare more accurate reports. Therefore, these already high figures, which you just said, will be even higher.
Access to education continues to be a key factor in bridging the wage gap. And however, it is not the only instrument, since women with a higher education are at the end of the gap with their male peers. इसलिए ILO इंटरनेशनल लेबर ऑर्गेनाइजेशन ने 1976 में इक्वल रिम्यूनरेशन एक्ट पास किया था. उसमें बताया गया था कि मेन एंड वुमेन को इक्वल पे होना चाहिए फॉर द वर्क फॉर इक्वल वैल्यू व्हिच विल बी इफेक्टिव फॉर एवरी वर्क साइट.
या एंड आई थिंक इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ द लूपहोल्स इन आवर पॉलिसीज एंड वेरियस अदर रीजंस वी हैवंट बीन एबल टू अचीव दिस इवन इन 2020.
या राइट. Let's talk about women health. Health is a universal human right, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
That's why, irrespective of religion, age, or where we live, we have the right to information and healthcare services that allow us to care for our bodies and our quality of life.
It's not just being free of illnesses, but also having access to reasonable standards of living, housing, food, decent work, as well as appropriate levels of medical assistance, so that we can develop our full potential as individuals.
And to be able to truly achieve gender equality, we need to look at the health and well-being of women. And this is a precondition for the promotion of sustainable growth of our communities, right? And I would love to talk about some of the historical biases which we often see.
Yeah, Pratiksha, please go ahead.
Like outdated social stereotypes that only men can work in risky and dirty and difficult environment continues to undermine the capabilities of women, right?
Yeah.
adding to the factor that deter women from seeking employment in the industry are outdated taboos rooted in the belief that female minors are loose women that are deemed unclean.
Oh, and these barriers manifest in many countries with the connotation, with a remark that women cause a spirit of bad luck when in close proximity to minerals or mineral-bearing stones. Hence, the justification, that's terrible. These barriers manifest in many countries with a connotation, with the remark that women cause a spirit of bad luck when in close proximity to minerals or mineral-bearing stones. Hence, this justification for banning them from pits. Women are also not seen as efficient employees when it comes to working on side jobs like construction or warehouses.
Yeah, I know. Even I gone through one course where they, mentioned these all factors. I was so shocked, like how we are living in this cruel world.
Yeah, that is so devastating to hear, man.
Yeah.
Coming to our next issue. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Coming to our next issue, which is work-life balance. So work-life balance is a term which is used to describe the balance between an individual's personal life and its professional life.
Yeah, women being responsible for the majority of household work while working to earn money outside of home, hence they have the double burden on them.
Yeah, तुम्हें पता है प्रतीक्षा, वुमेन का शादी के बाद बाहर काम करना काफी नेगेटिवली देखा जाता है, खास करके इंडियन सोसाइटीज में, बाकी बट ऐसा बिल्कुल भी नहीं है. When women strive to achieve success, they are often reminded that the price of working or studying late comes at the expense of their spouses, children, friends, etc.
And the traditional model of sexual division of labor had placed productive tasks like supporting and providing for the family in the hands of a man and reproductive ones in the hands of a woman, like caring for children and the elderly and housekeeping chores. And this is all the traditional model of sexual division, and this is devastating. And mujhe aise lagta hai ki aajkal to both men and women work in offices. So when they come home, they should do equal house chores like cooking, food and cleaning and grocery and shopping, like everything.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. Men may be more likely to take a day off to golf, sleep in, watch sports or go to the gym than women are. Because when a woman makes a demand, she may be seen as bossy, whiny or a selfish mother or wife. Like women, men can also be great help nurturers, helpmates, and genuinely supportive of the women in their lives.
Right.
Society still values women as wives and mother first, and towards the end of the list as economic powerhouses. As a result of this thinking, it is expected that when a child is born, women will take time off or quit her job to raise a family. Men are not seen as a family conflict risk candidates, and most companies, even in the United States, do not allow men to take maternity leave to help at home with their young children.
Strange. I mean, women just take care and men just take a charge,
Yeah, that is so unfair. By the way, how did your lockdown go, Pratiksha, like when it comes to cooking and cleaning?
don't ask me this question. I mean, kaam wali bhai ban gayi thi, aise hi lagta hai. Like that job suiting me more than anything, and it's quite going well. Well, my lockdown went well and still going great. I think we are still in lockdown or not, I don't know, but I feel the same way.
Yeah, I guess we all are in a confused state right now. But mere ghar pe, like during lockdown, it wasn't like that. Since hum dono ladke hai, like me and my elder brother, so ghar ka kaam hum divide kar lete the. Cooking and kabhi washing mein kar raha hu to kabhi utensils wo kar dega, kabhi clothes mein dho raha hu to wo grooming kar dega house ki. So like that. And I feel like cooking and cleaning are basic survival skills, man, which everyone should possess irrespective of their gender.
100 points for this sentence, yaar. Sabko sunana chahiye sentence.
Yeah.
Already sunenge.
I know.
Give it up. Collecting firewood and water and cleaning, cooking, caring for children and elderly.
Yeah, not independent from the global gender norms, mining companies, construction and various other fields where on-site work is done often consider men as the head of the department or the household. As okay. such, men are typically paid compensation or benefits on behalf of the family, and women are cut off from decision-making mechanisms or the negotiation process in such companies, which is very bad. As such, men are typically paid compensation or benefits on behalf of the family, and women are cut off from the decision-making mechanisms or negotiation processes in such big companies.
Yeah, right. And what is the true meaning of gender equality, my friend?
I'm sure upon listening to this topic, all of you will be like, now these two are going to ramble about feminism and women empowerment for the next 15 to 20 minutes.
Actually, that's an obvious thought, which I'm sure many of our listeners are going to get.
Yeah, but to break that bubble, we'll define it from a definition by the UNICEF. Yeah. The UNICEF sure. says that gender equality means that women and men, girls and boys enjoy the same rights, resources, opportunities, and protections. But if the notion arises for both the genders, then why are we so focused on the development of women? Because women are still more likely to be poor and illiterate than men, less access to employment, less access to training, property, ownership, credit, and far more likely to be victims of domestic abuse, and many more.
Gender equality does not mean that women and men will become the same, but that women's and men's rights, responsibilities, and opportunities will not depend on whether they are born male or female, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Gender equality is not only a fundamental human right, but a necessary foundation for a peaceful, prosperous, and a sustainable world.
Amazing again. And here is what Hillary Clinton said. Human rights are women rights, and women rights are human rights.
Wow. amazing, man.
Yay, 100 points for me.
yeah. Done. So, okay. Now let us see how women have a major role to play in sustainability.
So, basically, in household, as I said earlier, most of the work in house is taken care by the women. For instance, women are the ones who mostly look after the children. They are the ones who cook. They are the ones who wash dishes. They are the ones who wash clothes. Although we all know that men need to have equal participation in all of the above matters, yet predominantly, it's the women who takes up these jobs.
True.
Am I right?
Yeah. So, water consumption in a house could well be controlled by a woman if they could be educated on sustainability. The soaps, okay. the food products bought could all be bought in an efficient way if the women are educated about the sustainability facts. In this way, women could encourage the growth of sustainable products at home.
Yeah, women are also the largest user of cosmetics and have a major role to play in fashion and clothing.
If the women could switch to sustainable products, then the industry would be forced to make sustainable product as per the demand, which will eventually lead to the minimization of waste from this giant cosmetic industry.
Giant. For instance, upcycling of the clothes, using biocosmetics, using plastic-free packaging, etc. could be done. There are so many influencers working on this. You know, on Instagram, you can just type a package-free material, plastic-free packaging. You can get many of the influencers who are working in this. And women also use sanitary napkins, which are made of material which are so harmful to the environment as well as for themselves.
Yeah, correct. Believe it or not, a single woman can generate up to 125 kg of non-biodegradable waste through her menstruating years alone. Yeah.
You heard it correct. 125 kg?
Yes. Studies have shown that one sanitary pad could take from 500 to 800 years to decompose, as the plastic used is non-biodegradable, thus contributing to the health and the environmental hazards.
Obviously, man. Uses of biodegradable and biosanitary pads could help reduce impact on women's health and our environment too.
Very well, Sir Pratiksha.
Okay, so let's talk about the pandemic and gender equality.
Yeah.
There has been progress over the last decade. More girls are going to school. Fewer girls are forced into early marriages. More women are serving in parliament, and the position of leadership and laws are being reformed to advance gender equality. That is amazing.
Despite these gains, many challenges remain. Discriminatory laws and social norms remain pervasive. Women continue to be underrepresented at some levels of political leadership, and 1 in 5 women between the age groups of 15 to 49 report experiencing physical or sexual violence by an intimate partner within a period of 12 months.
This is so devastating. And gender equality, women are not only the hardest hit by this pandemic, they are also the backbone of recovery in communities. Putting women and girls at the center of economics will fundamentally drive better and more sustainable development outcomes for all.
Correct. It will support a more rapid recovery and place the world back on a footing to achieve the sustainable development goals.
Amazing. Now we'll discuss shocking facts and statistics of inequalities towards women.
Yeah. Globally, 750 million women and girls were married before the age of 18, and at least 200 million women and girls in 30 countries have undergone FGM, that stands for female genital mutilation.
So bad. In 18 countries, husbands can legally prevent their wives from working. In 39 countries, daughters and sons do not have equal inheritance right, and the 49 countries lack laws protecting women from domestic violence. And these are just a few of them. All this can be tackled by following the SDGs and its target.
Yeah, right, Pradeeksha. And following those SDGs will inculcate behavioral changes in the society and our country as a whole.
Yeah.
Coming to the targets which are associated with the Sustainable Development Goal 5, if you want to do something for gender equality, you can go on the United Nations website to read about all the targets which are present in this particular goal. And we'll be posting about them on our Instagram too, right, Pratiksha?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Pratiksha, there is a village where men are banned.
What?
Yes, you heard it right. So Umoja, a village in the grasslands of northern Kenya, is a village where men are banned from entering. It was founded in 1990 by a group of 15 women who were the survivors of rape by local British soldiers.
Oh.
Umoja's population have now expanded to include any woman which is escaping child marriages, FGM, domestic violence and rape. These village women leaders, they run a campsite where a number of tourists visit for safari, and this is how these women earn their income and their daily bread by selling the sustainable products, sustainable jewelry as well.
This is such an amazing example of women empowerment.
I know, right?
We will speak up until every woman and girl is free from all forms of discrimination and every person can enjoy their human rights fully and equally. We are hashtag generation equality, hashtag not bossy we world. Okay, time to wind up this episode, right?
Yes, Pradeeksha. So guys, to stay connected, follow us on Instagram. You can shoot questions and topics to us, and we'll be happy to answer them. My Instagram ID is PRATIEKPARIHAR, Pratik Parihar, and Pratiksha goes by the ID Miss Mau 18, which is MISSMAU18. Let's get connected on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook so that we all remain updated with each other's lives and always stay under the roof of sustainability.
Yeah, amazing. प्रतीक, आई हैव वन क्वेश्चन. जेंडर इक्वालिटी एंड ऑल टॉपिक पे अगर कोई बात करता है तो पीपल बोलते हैं क्या फेमिनिज्म की बातें कर रहे हैं, क्या फेमिनिस्ट है यार. एंड ऑलरेडी वुमेन हैव सो मच रिजर्वेशन इन पब्लिक सेक्टर एंड यू नो बसेस में, ट्रेन में ऑलवेज दैट थिंग इज. ठीक है, सो डू यू हैव एनी कम बैक फ्रॉम दिस?
I feel feminism is gender binary, though it means equal rights for both. So, for equal rights, the word should be equalism, and which is just not for men and women, but for every single gender out there.
Yeah,
gender equality doesn't necessarily mean all the acts should be made to protect women. That doesn't mean we have to only circle around the women's rights and totally neglect the other genders. We need to take both men and women on this path to achieve equality and gender neutrality.
Yes, gender neutrality. And so remember guys, be an equalist and not a feminist. You can tell us what topic you want to listen to on our next podcast and we will customize and present it to you.
Yeah, hope you liked our episode and don't forget to follow our podcast on Instagram, which goes by the name _sustainability101. And subscribe to it on Spotify, Google Podcast, and iPodcast. Until then, think sustainable and act responsible.
Bye! Bye.